And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Friday.
This day.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday to all our listeners. Hope we enjoyed this week with you all. This was an awesome week. I totally enjoy spending the morning hours with all my family who listening to make your day count. And most so, I am so excited about this new release, Gaining Strength for the Journey. And all we need encouraging word. And this book here, Diane is the author of the book. She wrote it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Because the Holy Spirit is not a dove. Okay, I'm not trying to offend no one out there, but I'm just going to say it. The Holy Spirit is not a dove. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's intelligent. How do I know? Dove don't teach. It says, and I will give you a person, a comforter, a teacher that will teach you all things. So it is expedient for me to go, and my Father will send you a replacer who will be with you always, all the time, everywhere you go. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, we love you. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you are our teacher. And so the Holy Spirit have taught you, Diane, how to write this book and to produce it. And we have it today. I have it in my hand. Now, here's the question. You can have it too.
That's the question. So the title of the book is Gaining Strength for Your Journey. My name is Diana Robinson. It's available on any online book retail platform, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You could just type in the title, Gaining Strength for Your Journey, or you could type in my name, Diana Robinson. You'll see the other titles that'll come up also, or you could order directly through my website, which is transformedpublishing.com. If you go to the bookstore tab, you're going to see all the books that Transform Publishing has published within the first 14 months that we've been in operation, which is a lot of books, a lot of local authors, and one author out of state. So there's different things. There's children's books on there. There's books, testimonies. There's a book to teach children about credit. It's a children's workbook. It's by a wonderful young lady that is out of Virginia who has a credit repair company. So she said she wanted to teach children young things to do to be able to balance and budget their wants from their needs and to learn about the value of money and such. So she has different activities within the book to teach children about some key vocabulary words that go to credit. And she has a vision for a 3-part series for slightly older kids and such too, which we're working on. But there's lots of things on there, some testimonies of some wonderful women that are around here, right here local in Brevard County, some that you may even know. And if you go to the Buy Direct tab, you'll see the books that are written by myself and Pastor Beckford that are available at a slightly discounted rate from if you get them online. You get them directly from us, and we can ship them, or you can pick them up. But this book, Gaining Strength for Your Journey, yesterday we left off talking about 2021 being our year of the 11th hour breakthrough. So the theme scripture for this year is found in Matthew chapter 20. So the teaching for today is going to tie in with those scriptures, and it also comes from the book, Gaining Strength for Your Journey. So this is in chapter 11, which is titled Distinction. So as employees, we agree to a predetermined income bracket and assigned hours of work when signing our employment contract. We are exchanging our time, talents, abilities, and obedience to standardized policies and procedures for a limited predetermined hourly wage or salary. Most people consider using their time, talents, abilities, and obedience to the heavenly voice alone as too much risk, too much work, or too complex to navigate, instead settling for an employer to take the risk, assign the work, navigate their vision, and reap the uncapped benefits of their employee's labor, which is your labor.
Yeah.
While the employee, you, reaps within the previously agreed upon income limits. Remember Psalms 32:8 encourages us, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Keep your eyes on him. Know his characteristics and expressions. Yield to the course he navigated for you, and you will find perpetual strength for your journey. Then it goes into Matthew chapter 20, verses 8 through 16. So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more.
Yeah.
And they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Too often, the source of our frustration is what we agreed to, despite our value being greater. We are working hard from early in the morning, bearing the burden and the heat of the day until late in the evening and receiving less than what we desire. But we can get about 1,000 amens right there.
Yeah, because but remember, we agreed to it.
We agreed to it. The title page of this book captures the thought. To be the chosen, you must come in agreement with the call.
Yeah.
You are exempt from every disqualifier.
Yes.
We must come in agreement with his call, as those referenced in Matthew 20, verses 6 through 7 did. There was a group of people who did not start out at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 p.m., or 3 p.m. They were still standing idle in the marketplace in the 11th hour, which is 5 p.m. About the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive. God is calling us in this 11th hour from standing idle in the marketplace into his vineyard to utilize the gifts and talents we have perfected at a new level of distinction in the form of great exploits and entrepreneurship. It is time to activate the power that is within us to generate wealth, to establish his covenant, and to fulfill his promises to previous generations. The only way to be able to direct profits is to be above only. Unintentionally, we sow into things contrary to the word of God when retailers and investors direct the money we spend as customers and generate as employees into things we would not consciously support. Standing indicates expectation. When an engine is idle, it has all of the necessary parts and fuel to operate when it is put into gear and the accelerator is engaged. Will you respond to the clarion call? We are not waiting for a who. It is his presence that activates the present in you. And it goes into Exodus.
So listen here. When we make, listen, believers, when we make a commitment, that commitment is the one that guides us, that carrying us. These guys at the marketplace, they make a commitment to work for what?
The denarius. Then they were mad about it, but that's what they committed to.
But they made a commitment. Mm-hmm. That's why it says we must always make a decision mm-hmm. of what? Quality. Mm-hmm. A quality decision. Here, the other message here this mm-hmm. morning. Make quality decision under the leading and prompting of the Holy Spirit. And when you do that, you will not have no what? Regret mm-hmm. nor complaint. The landowner says, why are you complaining? I do you no wrong, man. Mm-hmm. Guys, yeah. I did you no wrong. Mm-hmm. You bargained for what? A denarius. Mm-hmm. And I am paying you what? A denarius. What a powerful teaching mm-hmm. that you have in there. So we need to rise to the level of our potential mm-hmm. and get paid for it. Mm-hmm. Listen, rise to where? The level mm-hmm. of your potential and get paid for it. Get what is right mm-hmm. for you.
Because mm-hmm. what's the difference? If you think about a salary scale, what's the difference between the person who gets paid the least and the person who gets paid the most? What they were willing to do
yeah.
as far as the education, the title, the experience, be able to longevity, mm-hmm. staying in a place. We have a lot of people that hop from place to place.
Yeah.
There's not much advancement. You're only going to get the portion of a grasshopper, and a grasshopper don't eat much.
That's exactly.
When we're hopping from place to place, that's the grasshopper spirit.
Yeah.
And a grasshopper don't need to eat much. Just very lightweight.
Yeah.
So if we want we need to be in longevity, in a vein, in a flow of something to advance in it.
Yes.
Be in the current of it.
And grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the material, I believe, here on this radio show. I believe with all my heart that you're getting the material mm-hmm. to grow. Mm-hmm. To grow. And so we encourage you to do the do's. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Find where it is written of you in the scripture and do it mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus. And as we come into a close this week of this radio show, we just want to thank you, listeners, every one of you who have been listening to us and who have supported us to be on this air. We count it a joy for you. We pray. I pray the Holy Spirit will prosper you and will protect you in these evil days, in these troublesome days. My prayer and Diane's prayer is that you will continue to be blessed mm-hmm. by God.
And find the place where it is written of you
yeah.
in the scroll. As David says in Psalm chapter 40, verse 7, then I said, behold, I come in the scroll
yes.
of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do your will, yes. O my God, and your law is within my heart. So we got to find the place where it is written of us in the scroll, in the books of heaven,
yeah.
what God has sent us to do. Until we're in it, we're going to be frustrated.
Yes. Wait, go ahead.
No, that's where the frustration comes from,
yeah.
being outside of the will of God. Because you could be going through adversity and be in the will of God, and it doesn't move you.
Yeah.
But if you're outside the will of God and you're going through adversity, that thing got you frustrated, slapping you all over the place.
Yes.
But when you're in the will of God, you have an anointing. You're graced
yes.
for any opposition
yes.
that comes up against you.
Yeah.
And then you have a position called the aerial view, to where you're able to navigate, maneuver, and move. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message.